Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Higgins moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Campbell moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tebbets. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Tebbets steals second. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive to right field. Campbell throws towards Croucher. Croucher fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Croucher. Siebert moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive off the glove of Croucher, and into shallow left field. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McCoy moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Siebert is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-1 in the game. Croucher hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tebbets fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. McCoy moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. McCoy moves to third. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Radcliffe moves to third. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerk is 0 for 2 in the game. Yerk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 2 in the game. Marchildon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 2 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Al Benton. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Jabel now pitching. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 3 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brancato moves to third. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCoy hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brancato scores. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Johnson scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. Suter reaches third base with a triple. Chapman scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Athletics. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-3 in the game. Marchildon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suter scores. It's 8-1, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. York reaches second base with a double. McCuskey scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 8-2, Athletics. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. York moves to third. It's 8-3, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Lum Harris now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe pinch hits for Frank Croucher. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York scores. Campbell scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 8-5, Athletics. Boyd Perry pinch runs for Schoolboy Rowe. Dutch Meyer pinch hits for Floyd Gibel. Bump Hadley now pitching. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Boyd Perry now playing shortstop. Bud Thomas now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. McCoy moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Siebert is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Moses scores. McCoy moves to third. Siebert moves to second. It's 9-5, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws home. Tebbets drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Tebbets. Siebert scores. Chapman moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-5, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Hayes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-5, Athletics. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.